Sports and Recreation reporting on SDPB is supported by Regional Health, helping patients and communities live well.
Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Keeping kids healthy might be more challenging than ever. Think video games and toddlers with smartphones and hours of homework in front of a glowing screen. Toss in a little Halloween candy and October seems like a dismal month for children's health. Pro football player Stephon Taylor is on a quest to help. Taylor was a standout running back for Stanford in 2012. He secured a place as the team's all-time career leader in rushing. In 2013, he went to the Arizona Cardinals in the fifth round. And today, he is helping kids get more physically active. He joins us now from Dallas, Texas. Stephon Taylor, welcome to In the Moment.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
I want to start a little bit with your childhood, because it wasn't a given that you would go on to be physically active, to play in the NFL. How did you sort of start out getting into sports?
Actually, I started playing football in the third grade, and it was definitely a struggle for my mom to get me to go to practice. I did not like practice, and I was a shy kid. So I just wanted to be at home all the time. But once I actually got moving, I enjoyed it. My problem was that since I was super shy, I was really nervous about a lot of things. So I would just eat to cope with my nervousness and everything. So I would, if I got nervous or sad or something, I would go sneak in the kitchen and just go grab a loaf of bread and just start eating on the slices of the bread, just mindlessly eating. And that eventually caught up to me. You know, I was active, but that caught up to me, and I got to a point where I was embarrassed about how I looked. So I used to swim in t-shirts. So every time I swim, I would put on a white t-shirt, but I wish that somebody would have let me know as a child that once a white t-shirt gets wet, it becomes translucent. So
right.
What I was trying to hide was actually showing to them.
I think a lot of parents and a lot of boys and a lot of adult men can relate to that. There's an expectation that you should just take off your t-shirt and be okay with it. But you see a lot of that, and probably even more so as we move forward with a more sedentary childhood than we had before.
Yeah, definitely. And I think it messes with the mind a lot. I know it messed with my mind a lot because I had lower self-esteem, and I didn't want to do a lot of things because of it. But the more active I got, the better I felt, the more I started to break out of my shyness. I made more friends, and then I got to a point where I was just comfortable without having a shirt on when I was swimming, you know. So that's really why we're focused on, me and my business partner at H-Town is really focused on how to get kids moving and active, because it's more than just child obesity. It's self-esteem, it's confidence, it's everything. So we really want to have a tool to help them, you know, grow and be a happy, healthy child.
All right, so let's talk about Rocks Run and Scan. This is a business that you're part of, and the idea is to sort of take video game, the compelling nature of a video game, and put it in real life so kids are on the move, right? Do I understand it correctly?
Yeah, we want to create products that get kids off the couch and active and bring families together through active play. So through that mission, we want to create the best product. And we have two products right now, Rocks Gaming System and Rocks Run and Scan, that, for example, so we have a Rocks, and you put the Rocks is like imagine an interactive pebble that you place on one side of the room or one side of the backyard. And we have interactive action pebbles that you can place anywhere you want. And on those pebbles, right now we have different animals. So say we have the chicken, the cow, the lion, different animals you can place anywhere, under a table, on a tree, whatever. So now you get the app, you press play, and you put the phone down, 3, 2, 1. Now the rock, the interactive rock, makes the chicken noise. So now you have to run and go find the chicken noise and bring it back and scan it. Once you scan it, the rock is going to make the cow noise. So now you have to run and go find the cow. So you're competing against yourself and the time, and you able to see how high your score is. So now you're able to have a benchmark of how to get better, what to do. And the thing is, you can use your creative imagination to make the game more difficult, more engaging, and add in your family as well.
Right. When I was a little kid, you know, we just played tag. And yeah. Duck, duck, gray duck, and colored eggs. And those were the games that we sort of made up. Why is it important in this day and age to sort of incorporate the technology in the play? Why not just go back and teach kids how to jump rope and play tag and do the old-fashioned things?
I don't have anything against it. I think you can. I just think nowadays it's easier to have something technology incorporated with it, because that's what kids know nowadays. And like you said, with tag, so with our rocks game, we have a game called Zombie Tag. So everyone gets a rock and they strap it around their waist, and then you press go on the app, and then once the app goes off, somebody's rock is going to make a loud zombie noise, like ah. So now he's the zombie. So now he has to run and go chase all the other kids and try to tag their rock and turn them into zombies. So once they get tagged, now their rock is making the zombie noise as well. So now those two people have to go chase everybody else, and so on and so on. So we try to get familiar games that, like you said, that we play when we were young, and incorporate tech with it, and have like a thing where you can have points, a system where you can gauge yourself a point and compete against each other. Because the kids love compete and having actual feedback of like, oh, I got 60 points in this game, or I tagged everybody in 20 seconds, things like that. Mm-hmm. So now you're able to compete and just keep going and having fun with your friends and family.
How important are families? How important are parents in a child's activity level?
I think that's the biggest thing. One, because children, they observe everything that you do. You know, you might not know it, but right. Little things that you do, things that you might not want them to pick up, they'll pick up. And I think with the increase of screen time, I mean, there's been a decrease in family time, unfortunately. You know, parents, when they just want to have time, they'll give the kid the iPad and they'll go in the room. And or if the moms or dads, they're on the emails, checking their emails all day and forget to go spend time with the kid. And now the kid is feeling like a sense of a disconnect with the family. Like, why doesn't he want to play with me? Or why does the mom want to play with me? Do they love me? Mm-hmm. So I think it's really important that you make family time, and you tell your child that, you know, I love you, and you actually show it and do things like that. Because now, once they feel like they're being loved, they're able to trust you a lot more and do what you want, because they know it's coming from a place of love versus just a place of just saying, hey, do this, do that. And they see, and they see you not doing it. So I think family is a big part of it. And that's why I said that our company, we want to bring families together as well through active play, because we feel like that's the easiest way and a great way to get families together, because it's more than just childhood obesity. It's, you want to bring back family time. We want to build confidence. It's a big movement that we just really want to get going.
Right. I'm old enough to remember when cartoons were only on, you know, Saturday mornings, and you had your TV time, and then the options were up and you had to do something else, whether it was family chores or play or, you know, having that. And a lot of that family time was about work and cooperating with, you know, the chores around the house. Is that sort of incorporated somehow in your philosophy of, you know, activity as a reward, you know, for maybe doing chores, or are there ways to tie those things together?
So like if you want to get your child to work, you know, give them the vacuum and say, okay, especially if you have multiple children, you can say, all right, well, I want you to vacuum this room, and I want the other person to vacuum the other room. And I'm a time who does it faster, the fastest, but also who's the most efficient. So I don't want to walk in and see a lot of things on the floor just because you're trying to speed through it. So now there's a sense of competition and activity and just family time bonding right there that you wouldn't normally have when you just tell them, hey, go vacuum the room or something like that. But I think chores, I think having your child do chores is important as well. You know, it teaches them a lot. that, you know, you got to go out and put in work in life. And that's a bonding. That's just bonding as well. You know, you let the child know why they're doing this. They learn, they remember that, and they go off into the, once they're adults, they remember healthy habits, positive mindset, and not just that everything is going to give to them. It's easy that you should just sit on the couch and just do nothing all day, you know? So
when you talk to kids about being active, or talk to parents, whether it's through, you know, Rocks as a company or just as an NFL player, do you talk with them about work ethic and just how hard it was to get, to get to that high level of competitive play? Is that something that they key into?
I think, especially when I was able to talk at camps, and the camps I have talked, the children I've talked to at camps, I mentioned that, you know, things aren't going to be given to you, and everything isn't going to be easy. But it's a mindset. You control what you can control. So if every day you wake up, you brush your teeth, you go eat the right things, you go work out, take care of your body, you go do schoolwork, you go have fun, you can control that. But say, you know, your mom lets your little brother does something, even though he's been acting bad all week and you've been doing everything right all week, but hey, that's life. You control what you control. And things happen for a reason. But I mean, but it's just like, it's able to overcome that and understand that not everything's going to go your way all the time. But like, when you control what you control, life is a lot easier. Because you know you're doing everything that you know is right. And, you know, I feel like you just have a healthy mindset more than just feeling healthy and looking healthy.
How has your mindset changed from getting drafted by the Cardinals, you know, scoring your first NFL touchdown, going through the injury, you know, process, and spending some time now to really help kids? How have you grown as a person? If you're just joining us, my guest, Stephon Taylor, how have you changed over just that trajectory in your life to make what you're doing now really fulfilling?
Yeah, I mean, it's honestly been a super fast process because I recently made a decision after this past season that, you know, I need to take time off to let my body heal. Otherwise I would just keep going and messing up my body and not really understand it. I just didn't want to drop down on the field one day and, you know, not get back up. So soon after, you know, A-Champ's pretty much jumped on board, and it's been an extremely fast process. But with me, with my background of already working with kids, and I'm the fun uncle, I guess you could say. So I don't have any kids of my own, but I enjoy coming in town and messing with my cousins, their children all the time. I always try to play with them as much as I can. Yeah. But I just understand. It's sad to look at and hear things, stats like this generation will live shorter lives than their parents. That's just sad to me.
Right.
And then you see kids like not being kids nowadays. And I think that because people always say, Stephon, you're still a kid. I enjoy being a kid. Because as a kid, you know, you're always want to discover something new. You're not afraid to fail. You know, you have that child mindset. And nowadays, I feel like that's kind of going away because everything is so instant and, you know, they're just looking at everything all the time and not actually moving and exploring. So, but the transition, it's been a smooth transition as far as understanding how kind of kids act, because I feel like I'm still a kid at heart. And then there's the business side of it has been a lot. But, you know, you gotta be willing to take on the challenges.
Yeah.
And find the best way to get these kids moving.
Stephon Taylor is a pro NFL player and co-founder of Rocks Run and Scan. It's Children's Health Month, and he's joining us with tips on how you can get your kids outside. Go out there with them. Stephon Taylor, thanks so much for being here. We appreciate your time.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.